now more.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day, but there are a couple of good movies coming out this weekend, Len, and one that I'm really curious about because I'm fascinated by the mob, the New York City mob. John Travolta as John Gotti.
Oh, the Teflon Don.
Teflon Don, yeah, in this movie called Gotti. So we're going to check in now with WOR's movie man, Joe Neumeier. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this Gotti flick, which has been in the works for about 10 years with John Travolta attached, and it's sort of gone through sort of creative issues as it's been, you know, John Gotti Jr. really kind of got this ball rolling. It's really not a bad film. I think it's, you know, it's low. It's got a low profile, which is a weird thing to say about a movie about, you know, the Teflon Don. John Gotti, but he's pretty good in it. Travolta has never really been able to kind of chew into a role like this, and he's actually okay. The problem with the movie is that, you know, it wants to be Goodfellas, and it's kind of just okay fellas. It's kind of pro-mob in its own weird way, but it casts a great, cool feel for New York in the 70s and 80s. It was filmed all around Brooklyn. It's got a good sense of, like, using real footage of some of the people who knew Gotti. I mean, obviously there's no footage of him in it, and it's actually okay. I think maybe some critics might be a little bit tough on it because it's not Goodfellas, or it's not one of these high-profile mob movies. But I think if you're interested in Gotti and if you love that kind of stuff, it's actually not a bad film to see. It's actually pretty good.
Hey, Joe, do they have the Paul Castellano murder outside of Sparks Steakhouse in it?
They sure do. And in fact, that's one of those scenes that feels to me like it really has a great sense of time and place. The 80s, New York, kind of, you know, shadowy stuff. And it does recreate that scene. And I think that, like, things like that kind of make the movie a lot of fun. And I think that anybody who lives in New York kind of remembers those moments or has that sense of history to those mob days. And I feel like it does those things right. So I think if it's getting kind of, you know, people are kind of shrugging it off or it got bad reviews out of Cannes, it's just because it's not a Scorsese film. And it's directed by the guy who played Eric on Entourage, you know. But it's got, and it's written by a guy who was a mob actor who got, you know, played a lot of mobsters over the last like 30 years. So it's got like a kind of a not very high level behind the scenes stuff. But it's really not bad. Travolta's okay. Kelly Preston, who's his real life wife, is in it. Stacey Keach. I think it's actually okay. So if people want to check it out and know that stuff, I'll wait till it comes on VOD. It's really not a bad 2 hours to watch.
I was just looking at this cast, Joey. You got Al Pacino. You got Joe Pesci. You can't have a mob movie without Pesci.
Well, right. Well, what you're talking about, that you're talking about in Goodfellas, you're saying?
Well, they have him listed as a cast in Gotti.
Pacino, yeah, no, Pacino's not in it. No, Pacino's not. I think that early on there was a lot of talk of who was going to play Gotti.
No, and it's funny. I'm looking at what's the cast of Gotti. They got Pacino. They got Pesci listed here. They're not in it?
No, they're not.
They're not in it, no.
Wow.
No, that might be a different one. I mean, obviously there have been a couple of TV movies and things kind of
in the works. No, this is John Travolta playing Gotti. Kelly Preston, it mentions, and it mentions Stacey Keach. That's weird.
Yeah. Stacey Keach is in there, yeah.
Well, you can't believe what you read on the internet.
Can't believe what you always, who could have guessed on the internet? Not always the truth.
Does it paint Gotti in a good light?
It paints him in a shade of gray, which is because John Gotti Jr. was involved in the production of it and really wanted to get the ball rolling. It certainly doesn't, you know, hold its punches in terms of how brutal the guy could be and how evil. But it has a nice sense of his sense of family, no pun intended. I mean, him with his kids and him with his wife and how the neighborhood viewed him. And it's not a damning indictment of him, but it also is. It's not necessarily a pro-Gotti movie. It's a hard movie to categorize, but it doesn't feel like it's going down hard on him in any way. But it's also not a pro-Gotti movie, no.
Do they have atmospheric scenes set in the Ravenite Club?
They do. They've got down in Little Italy clubs and stuff in Brooklyn. It's got a cool atmosphere. For the not a lot of money it was made for, it really does a lot with it. You know, scenes set in the 60s, 70s, and 80s feel very atmospheric. The music is pretty cool. It's not like, you know, it's not like Goodfellas where it's like they're using obviously all this great music, but there's a great sense of place. And I really think, like, I mean, for two hours, I was transported to that time and place with Gotti and the mob that he was in charge of. It's interesting.
How many stars you giving it?
I would give it 3. Three stars. Yeah, 3 out of 5. Yeah, because as I say, Travolta does a great job, and I think that the movie has a great sense of place and a good sense of where it's going, and I liked it.
What about Deplorables 2?
Deplorables, you're talking about The Incredibles 2.
I'm sorry, Incredibles. Yeah, wow, what am I thinking about? Incredibles 2, yeah.
It's okay, it's been that kind of week. Incredibles 2 is terrific. I loved it. I mean, it's a sequel to the 2004 Pixar movie. It's good for families. It's good for adults and kids. I mean, this is, people have called the first Incredibles movie one of the best superhero movies ever. I kind of agree with that. This is not as good as that one. I would give it 4 stars out of 5. The animation's terrific. It's got a great sense of family. Mr. Incredible and Mrs. Incredible have to kind of, you know, they kind of have to switch roles. He has to kind of raise the kids a little bit while she goes off on a secret mission. The thing I love about those, about these movies, the first one and this one, it really feels like it's taking place in 1962. It feels like all the design feels like those great early Bond films or North by Northwest. So This movie feels like that too. It takes up right after the first one left off. And if the kids need something to see and you want to see it with them, it's a great 2 hours. It's really fun.
Does it have, who's that, the chic woman who's in that movie? Edna or something like that?
Who's actually voiced by the director, Brad Bird. Yeah, Edna, exactly. She's sort of the woman who's the fashion designer for them, she has a cameo in here as well, creates their costumes for them. The villains are sort of villains, we're not sure at certain points. Bob Odenkirk is the voice of a brother-sister duo, and Catherine Keener is his sister, and they're terrific. They're a lot of fun. And always, you know, obviously the voice acting in these films are great. Holly Hunter is so fun as Mrs. Incredible, Elastigirl, that it's like, you know, watching these movies, you're kind of shocked that she got an Oscar for a role, the piano, where she didn't use her voice at all. So she's a lot of fun. I think it's just a great animated film. It's going to make, you know, it's going to make a lot of money. It's going to make like $140 million at the box office, breaking the record from Finding Dory a couple years ago.
4 stars out of 5,
yeah.
Wow.
And it's a good, like I say, it's a great family film. But even if you don't have kids, go and check it out, because if you like superhero stuff, you like that great, you know, like early Bond stuff from the early 60s, this movie really has a sense of that stuff.
I don't know about that one, but you certainly sold me on the Gotti movie.
That I'm interested in. Yeah, check it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised, I think, especially by his performance and by the world of the film.
All right. WOR's Movie Minute Man, Joe Neumeier. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks,
always good to talk to you on Friday.